The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
RTE back in the spotlight as it's been revealed that the public broadcaster may sign off on an exit package worth up to €400,000 for an unnamed senior staff member. Joining me now is Ellen Coyne, news correspondent at independent.ie. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
What is going on? Because we thought the days of paying off executives at RTE had passed.
We did. And initially, when the new chair of the RTE board showed up at the Oireachtas committee yesterday, things seemed reasonably boring. We were just kind of trodding through basic bread and butter questions about how RTE was doing. And it was only at the very end of the session that the Fine Gael TD, Brendan Griffin, started asking some questions about, are we still seeing very senior people in RTE asking for pay increases or better remuneration? And it was confirmed that even in the short 3 months that Mr. O'Rourke has held his role, he has already seen cases where the board has had to consider pay increases for senior people. And then Brendan Griffin asked, well, you know, that's okay, but we're not seeing things like €300,000 or €400,000 exit deals, are we? And it quickly emerged, to everyone's shock and surprise, that even after everything that has gone on last year, Mr. O'Rourke, as chair of the board, has already had to consider a €400,000 exit deal for an unnamed RTE staff member that hasn't yet been approved, but looks like it's going to be. So that's €400,000 of largely taxpayers' money going to someone who is leaving RTE.
Did you get the impression that Brendan Griffin had been tipped off?
It was very precise questioning, for sure. He would have had to be very lucky to stumble on it by chance, but I suppose we can't really speculate about that because we've seen plenty of times over the course of the last year where TD's jaws have been left dropped by the things that have come out at RTE committees. I suppose Mr. O'Rourke was very quick to say that he couldn't clarify who this payment was from. And there was an interesting line of questioning from Brendan Griffin where he was asking, could anybody say if this payment might be in relation to somebody who has refused to make themselves available to an RTE, to an Oireachtas committee, considering RTE's troubles? Mr. O'Rourke could probably sense that TDs knew that they were onto something, that, as Mr. Griffin said, this would obviously not sit well with the public. And he very quickly pointed to some comments that Kevin Backhurst made over the last week when he was at a media festival in Cardiff, where he basically said that RTE is just kind of powerless to this, that when people are leaving senior executive positions in RTE, they're not happy to go with just a handshake. And unless RTE wants to leave itself exposed to maybe like an expensive legal process or a workplace relations commission dispute, it has to sign off on these pay deals, which are normally agreed in proportion to people's salary. And a lot of these people, as we know, are on very, very high salaries.
So if there is a payoff, a goodbye payment to someone based on they becoming redundant before they would reach retirement age, presumably that would be calculated according to the terms of a scheme, the number of years worked, the salary, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. And I know, like, this is €400,000, like, for most of us, that's astronomical money. That's more than the value of most of our family homes. So I appreciate there are people listening to this for whom this just sounds like an alternate universe. And I suppose there's a difference between what RTE is doing in terms of the letter of the law, employment law, which is correct, and what how this kind of plays out in the court of public opinion. I suppose a lot of people would find it extraordinary that the reason a lot of these people are leaving these executive roles is because of the scandals that we witnessed over the course of the last year. And because Kevin Backer said he felt that the only way to change RTE was to change the people at the top. So I suppose the rest of us would struggle to kind of like conceive of a scenario where we were asked to leave our jobs, maybe because we had messed up or played a part in a culture that was damaging to our workplace, and kind of turning around and saying, yeah, that's grand, I'll take €400,000, please, before I go. So I feel like even though RTE is kind of like caught on the hook on this, because there's very little Kevin Backhurst can do, from the way he's spoken about this, you can clearly see that he doesn't like handing over these huge amounts of money at a time when RTE is completely cash strapped. But they probably appreciate as well that this is just really, really, really annoying to the public.
And now the money, of course, is derived from both the licence fee income and from commercial income. But the state itself runs schemes of farewell for highly paid people who leave before their time. Was that referenced at any stage in the committee? I remember most recently there was a deputy chief executive of the HSE who left with the package and who did it happily identify himself.
Yeah, I mean, and Kevin Backhurst has kind of made that point that this isn't a phenomenon that is exclusive to RTE. This happens in organisations across the country. And I suppose that this is kind of a cultural issue that endures. And it comes down to the issue that, you know, it's just sometimes it can be very difficult to fire people, even though firing them might be the correct thing to do. I think you can clearly see, though, like this is happening in the context of, as you said, some of these payments will come from commercial earnings. Some of them will come from the licence fee. But we're at a moment in time where every euro counts in RTE. And I suppose the most important thing is how much goodwill you happen to have left with the public. People will read this headline this morning. It will annoy them. And we're conscious that we're coming up to the summer recess. And before then, the government has to turn around to us and come up with a new way of funding RTE, whether that's something like a household charge. I mean, I think you'd have to be very politically brave to try to put that on Irish people at a time when morale with RTE is very, very low.
Now, did the new chair, Terence O'Rourke, did he clarify that the board has to give this deal the say-so? Does the minister have to sign off on it?
Yes, so we have had issues in the past where payment deals haven't gone through the right process. When a 450,000 euro payment deal to the former chief financial officer did not go before the board. This one is being considered by the board, which is the correct process. That is what should be happening. So Mr. O'Rourke made that very clear. And Brendan Griffin also asked, you know, is this something that Catherine Martin has been aware of? And the chair of the RTE board confirmed that the minister has known about this upcoming exit deal for a number of months. And she was most recently discussing it with the chair of the RTE board as recently as 2 weeks ago. So this is something that has crossed the minister's desk already.
Okay. Well, finally, I suppose another concern for Terence O'Rourke and indeed maybe for Kevin Backhurst is if Brendan Griffin was so well informed, who's leaking at the executive level or at the board level? Another problem for RTE.
That is a very good problem. And I can say, as someone who's been on the side of the media since this scandal started, there's been a lot of righteous anger in RTE. There are a lot of people in Montrose, particularly maybe like lower workers, some people might argue more essential workers, who are really annoyed at the way that things have been playing out in the C-suite and at executive level. And, you know, we're coming up on the, if you can believe it, Pat, year anniversary of the RTE payment scandal breaking. And, you know, TDs like Brendan Griffin, like Imelda Munster, have been really, really on this. And if someone in RTE has something that they're unhappy about, they know that they can very quickly give it to the right TD on the right Oireachtas committee, and it could end up on the front page of every national newspaper.
Ellen Coyne, news correspondent at independent.ie. Ellen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks a million.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
American Log Homes and Cabins is assisting a developer in liquidating several of our kits that have deposits on them for only the balance owed. Most of these will save you more than half of the original cost. An example, our Augusta model, normally $42,450, is being sold for $16,500. Our Biloxi model, normally $36,825, is being sold for $14,500. This includes delivery, excluding California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Idaho, Alaska, and Hawaii, but we will pay partial shipping to those states. These kits have not been manufactured, and there's no time limit on delivery. This is a log home kit that includes complete blueprints from foundation details to roof, stack sheets, and a construction manual. Any do-it-yourselfer or builder can erect the logs. Kits do not include any part or roof, windows, or doors. Please call 704-602-3035 for availability. You can also visit our website at www.americanloghomesandcabins.com.